I'd like to call the City of Franklin Common Council meeting of May 21st, 2019 to order. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll, please? Here.
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 Let's please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just to inform the audience, I will be voting as acting mayor, so I will only vote in case I have to break a tie. Once the mayor does appear, then I will be going into my aldermanic position. Citizen comment period. Any citizens that would like to make comments pertinent to our agenda? Please remember that you are courteously limited to 3 minutes.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm interested in talking about G16, 17, and 18, which is that roundabout. And if I read this correctly, there's $650,000 added to the contract for the construction of it for $1,459,000. And then there's another amount of $13,800 for the property that we're buying. I can't understand why we would spend $1.75 million to change the intersection of that area when we could put stop and go lights for about $500,000. This is ridiculous. This is taxpayers' money. And you people are bad news if you keep spending that kind of money. And I see Mr. Taylor shaking his head. I'd like to shake him.
Leroy, please stay on topic.
Okay, but this is also in relation to what we do in a city. For instance, up at all the activity of the Rock, we are putting the wrong grates in, and they keep going and going and going. And the grates, even down the county road, are wrong, and the county's got a spec, and we somehow these engineering or contractors are doing the wrong thing again. And I tried to stop it, but nobody wants to enjoy a decent grates for kids and their bikes.
Is that where you're up every day?
That
you're inspecting
it? You people are spending money in the wrong direction again.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski.
There's no more county rollback.
You can go up
there. That's okay. So go ahead.
Gasper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue. You know, I was transferred back here from Green Bay, and I've lived in Franklin for about 35, 36 years, and I've been attending these council meetings for 26 years. And when people get up here, I bet you 9 out of 10 of them, all they do is criticize. I would like to compliment somebody. There's a nice article in today's Journal Sentinel about the Strauss Brand Plant's new Franklin facility. Now, a lot of you sitting up there, I'm sure, did some work, good work on that, along with Callie Berg, our what was her title again?
Economic Development Director.
And you don't get these companies to stay or to come into Franklin without a lot of effort, a lot of work, and a lot of time. So my compliment goes out to all of you as well as to Callie. And so I hope that my dream before I die is to see people get up here and compliment you guys instead of criticizing you all the time.
Thank you, Casper.
Hi. Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th Street. I'm here to talk a little. I do think the roundabout is a good solution. intersection for that intersection. However, in item G17, I see that there will be a resolution regarding nearly $14,000 for the small portion owned by the quarry. I guess I don't see, you know, we're always told that the quarry is a really good corporate neighbor. Has it been considered, rather than negotiate a price for this parcel, perhaps in good neighborly faith, the quarry would like to sell it to the city for, say, a dollar? This is property they cannot use or mine. They will no longer have to pay taxes on this parcel. They will not have to mow it or maintain it. In addition to all the other funding that's going to go into this roundabout, we do have this corporate neighbor who could, I think, do the right thing, and has the city even considered that as an option? G27, regarding the quarry survey, again, we'll be looking to reclassify some contingency appropriations for that. I do believe that survey needs to be done so that we have an accurate plat of the footprint of where they can mine, and with the upcoming roundabout, those intersections, the distances to 51st and to Drexel should be easy to figure out in a survey. Thank you.
Hey, Jim.
Good evening. Michael Fleece, 9205 South 92nd Street. My family actually owns two parcels of land. This is in reference to item number 13, the Matt Talbot Recovery Services. I'm going to say please vote against it. I don't want it there. I'm asking you to vote against it. Those ponds, they're protected. That's a natural resource. And we're going to put another building in there, another parking lot. It's going to be terrible. And I don't want to see it. My neighbors don't want to see it. Thank you.
Nicole Watson for Creative Homes. I am just asking for permission to speak during our item, which is number one on the agenda, to be able to discuss and clarify.
Okay.
Rick Prisbella, 9244 West Grandview Court. I believe we are on for item number one, and I would request the same also if needed to be able to speak. Thank you.
Okay. Richard Hamrick, 4850 West Marquette. I urge you people to leave Marquette as it is and work on getting the traffic to go to 51st Street. Thank you.
Judy Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin. I've noticed that none of these people get answers, and I would like to, I've mentioned this before, but I would like to suggest, urge you to change this to a comment and answer period, where these people, if you can't answer their questions when they ask them today or when they come up here, that the next Common Council meeting, that you answer, you come up with an answer for these people. It goes on the record, and if they aren't back here at the meeting, you then send them notification of what you're going to do. So when somebody asks you not to ruin their ponds, turn traffic away from their area, that you respond and say, we don't give a damn about your ponds, we're going to wreck them. We're going to bring traffic into your area. I mean, be honest with them and let them know what you're going to do. If you're going to help them with their ponds, let them know that also. But I think they deserve an answer need a frank answer of what you're exactly going to do to them. Remember, they're the taxpayers. They're paying for the suffering that they're doing here. So I would like this changed to a comment and answer period. I was listening to public radio. Oh, I got so nervous up here. Public radio, and they were talking about how other communities don't have a 3-minute cutoff period. And this is just an arbitrary thing that you've decided on, and it can be changed. And so I would like to suggest that, you know, you can use a 3 to 5 minute period or give people a chance to say what they have to say. Remember, they're the taxpayers, and they're paying for this. And I'd like answers to all these points I'm making. I would also like, somebody else mentioned about you're spending $1.5 million on a roundabout when you don't even have a PA system in here that people can hear and understand what you're saying. I think a priority would be that every meeting room in this building has a PA system where the people can understand every word that's said in here by everybody. That should be number one. What was the other one? Suggest that you have a newsletter that comes out, I don't know what, you know, how often, but that this tells taxpayers what you are going to do, not what you've already decided on and they're doomed to listen or live with, but that you are considering rezoning an area, you're considering doing the rock, you're considering whatever. And it goes out to every taxpayer in this community so they know what our governing body is going to do. I hope I'm not boring you, Mr. Taylor. And that they have a chance to respond to this and let you know, do we want this or do we not? This is our community. And if we want a more rural area, if we don't want that kind of development, fine. If we want it, find that out from the taxpayer. And if that's how they want the city to develop, fine, but you should know that ahead of time.
Okay, well, thank you, Ms. Mills. You went.
I'd like a response for all these things.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a comment, please?
Hold on, Alderman Taylor. Ms. Mills, you've known in the past that this has always been a comment period. On the topics, so the topics, if you stay for the entire meeting, you will have great joy in hearing what the outcome is once all the aldermen make a decision and make their vote, okay? So you'll hear the outcome. It may not be all favorable, but it may be favorable. In regards to the PA system, you know that the city is doing a remodeling of this facility, and that is one of the areas that is being addressed. It just doesn't happen at a stamp of a finger. It takes time.
I know that.
Okay.
But
so, in regards to.
That would be nice in a newsletter.
But, Ms. Mills, your comment period is over.
Okay.
I'm responding to your questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Ahead.
In response to. What was the other top? What was the other question that you had? I was bored.
Let me respond to that.
The 3 to 5 minute period. And right now, that time frame is in the books of Robert's Rules. It's been, maybe not, but that's what...
Code.
Okay, and that's what we follow. We've got to keep these meetings flowing. You see the material that I have here?
Right.
Okay, this took a weekend to go through, plus. Okay, now I've got to go through it tonight. Okay, so... We take this all very seriously, but we want to get home tonight too as well, okay?
I'm not saying you don't take it seriously. I'm not saying you don't.
It's not a question. This is
done. But thank you, Ms. Mills, for your questions. We will take it under advisement.
What about the newsletter?
The newsletter. The newsletter comes out.
There's five of them.
There's five of them.
There's one this later this week.
Every 3 weeks, 3 months.
It gives plenty of information. Mr. Chairman, can you please?
The newsletter is every alderman has an opportunity to put information or ask to have information placed in it. We will take that under advisement. Okay? Thank you. Alderman Taylor.
Just for the record, because, you know, once again, you know, we get, like, I don't want to call it fake news because there's someone in Washington calls everything fake news, but once again, you get individuals constantly come up here, false narratives, flat-out lies, exaggerations, don't like the answers that are given. Last Monday, Economic Development Committee meeting in Milwaukee County, all right, agenda item, the committee chair gave 2 minutes, 2 minutes, for each individual, all right? Not three, two. And that's not a question and answer period. It is simply they can make their comments, they can ask questions. They didn't get answers right away. But here's the thing. When it's the group that comes from Franklin and Greendale that goes down there about ballpark comments, they just ignore the 2 minutes. They embarrass the communities out here when they go down there. But all the other items on the agenda, people get up there from Wauwatosa or Glendale or the city of Milwaukee or Oak Creek, and they spend their 2 minutes talking, and they sit in the chair. They don't do what you do, go back and forth arguing, debating constantly.
Thank you.
You know, you waste your time coming up here. Do you enjoy this? Do you really enjoy this? Because
no,
you're.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
Then don't.
I have to.
Okay,
you're not getting anything out of it. That's for sure.
Let's move forward. Thank you, Ms. Mills.
You're welcome. I'll be back. Do you have a Creative Homes yet?
Anyone else that would like to speak on a topic? Seeing none, we will close the public comment period. Approval of the minutes from May 7th, 2019.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Hearing the motion passes. Five in favor, none against. Hearings? There were no hearings. Organizational business, mayoral appointment for Common Council, Greg Meyer of Woodfield Drive for Technology
second.
Commission. Got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, wait, we need a roll call.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes, five in favor, none against. Letters and petitions. I do not believe there was...
I do have one that I received from a gentleman in the audience. It's just a really short thing.
Short and sweet?
Yeah.
It's not on the agenda.
Well, I'll just say it when the agenda item comes up.
Okay. G1. Resolution regarding a preliminary plat for Pleasant View Estate Subdivision, approximately 49th Street and West Marquette Avenue. Rector's Villa, President.
Given the fact that there's going to be discussion on this, could be quite lengthy, I ask that items 11 and 12 be moved forward.
Let's see what 11. Oh. Okay, well, we're going to move up 11 and 12.
Thank you.
Number 11, page 231. So I'm going to go to 12 first on 235.
I'm going to go 12 and then 11.
Okay. So that 12, G12 is the resolution conditionally approving a three-lot certified survey map.
So we're going to go back to 11.
And it is 11. Yes, 231 is 11. That is the request to allow an on-site waste treatment system and private well for a new parcel in a proposed CSM in the vicinity of 9533 West Rhine Road.
So moved. Second.
City Attorney.
Again. sure I have the numbers correct, because there may be some comment on this from staff and
representatives. The first one is about the well, private well, on-site wastewater treatment system and a private well. Is that the motion you're making?
I'm going off of item 11.
It appears the numbers are flipped between the agenda and the numbers in your packet. These aren't mine, but I'm just reading the titles. Item G11 in the agenda, on the agenda, is the resolution. Item number 12 in your packet is the resolution.
What's the item on the agenda, which is 235?
Item 12.
So it's 11 on the agenda, 12 in your packet is the resolution.
Yes, City Attorney.
And I suggest that the request to allow on-site waste treatment and private well be addressed first, because there is a condition in the certified survey map resolution that staff spend substantial amount of time doing about 3.5 pages over the weekend of municipal code substitutions, and there are factors to be addressed by the Common Council with regard to any potential, what's called in the request, a waiver.
Okay, so Mr. Deedle, can you please come up? Why don't you touch the points that we need to hear so we can make a decision properly on this?
Okay, thank you. Yes, these two items are definitely related. Certified survey map is the next item. The applicant is requesting not to hook up to public sewer, public water. The zoning, so there's various code citations that the city attorney referenced, both in the municipal code and the UDO, and he's even done some state statute and case law research as well. The bottom line is UDO, there's parts of the UDO that say have to have public sewer, have to have public water. There's other parts of the UDO and municipal code that provide the procedure for waivers. As the city attorney mentioned, to get those waivers, the facts of the case have to be stated that supports granting the waiver. The city attorney has crafted it so that if the council wishes to grant both waivers, the information is there that you may do so. Plan Commission and staff is not recommending approval of both waivers. They're only recommending approval of one of the waivers for the public water. Staff and Plan Commission are saying that public sewer should still be extended to these lines. The city attorney has additional information that if the Common Council wants to grant both waivers, then the city attorney will give you that information to allow you to do so if you wish. But staff is recommending waiver of the water, but not of the sewer.
Mr. Deedle, how close is sewer to this area?
Two separate locations. One is immediately north of Ryan Road. The other one is the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer. I believe the one north of Ryan Road, you may know the number better than me, 45 feet north of the right-of-way, plus the additional about 125. And you probably correctly asking why, because there is, the council can grant the waiver if the building to be served is more than 400 feet away. That one location be less than 400 feet away? No. But the home locations have not been set either. We can mention that as well. The other location on the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer is farther.
City Attorney.
With regard to the requirement to connect to public sanitary sewage system, the municipal code provides at section 190-22 that the owner of any building used for human habitation, when such building is located on premises adjacent to a portion of the sanitary sewer system of the city, shall connect. Goes on to state, notwithstanding any provision of this code includes the UDO, requiring connection to public sanitary sewer where such sewer is adjacent or available or the like to premises where the closest point of the structure to be connected is more than 400 feet from the public sanitary sewer main, such structure is not required to be connected. What I understand, and part of it's within the Developers Council, Attorney Gorn's letter, which is within either the next item or the one number before it, since there's a flip-flop in numbering in the packet. According to her letter, the sewer connection, the running sewer main approximately 180 feet to the lot line of proposed lot 1 and 2 where the lots meet, and approximately 444 additional feet to reach the proposed structure on lot 2. And I spoke to staff about this, and I also inquired of Attorney Gorn, what about the parcel on lot 1? And I was informed that the structure, habitable structure on lot 1, is essentially at 400 feet, which is present in the audience.
Attorney Gorn, would you like to come up?
Under those circumstances, I think the ability to exempt the immediate connection is provided, and if the council so desires, I did provide substantial additional conditions within the resolution accordingly.
Okay, Alderman Taylor.
I just have a simple question of why is the request being done? Is it cost? Is that what it is?
It is cost.
Okay, that's what I want to know, because that's going to come up in a different issue later on, and I just want to use this as a precedent of cost being why we're not hooking up to something. So I'm glad this item is actually here. So
it is cost. We worked with Great to get a cost estimate.
Joe, yes, please. What?
So we worked very closely with Grafe and their engineers to try and estimate a cost so that we could figure out, essentially, if this was something we needed to bother you with or not. If it's cost-effective to hook in, we have every reason to want to hook in. Unfortunately, in this case, it's just not cost-effective for the two single-family residential homes that we're looking at building. You know, if we were talking about doing a subdivision right now, obviously that changes the cost analysis. But for two homes, just to run Grafe's calculation, by the way, was 180 feet from the manhole to the lot line. So just that 180 feet, they approximate at $50,000. Plus your $8,000 connection fees, you're looking at about $32,000 per lot to connect. That's your profit margin in these homes. You know, these aren't homes that the builder is going to be getting rich off of. So it disincentivizes them to want to build these homes that I think would be good for the city of Franklin. So for that reason, I would ask that the council approve the waiver of the connection. As the city attorney noted, there are certain provisions in your ordinances that allow for that. City attorney referenced section 190-22 that talks about the 400 feet. That is one. You kind of learn in law there's musts and there's mays. That 400 feet is kind of a must. If it's over 400 feet, the city essentially needs to grant the waiver. There's also a may in there, and that's really what I'm hoping that you guys would consider. Section 190-19D5 says that the Common Council may grant an exemption where the requirements of subsection D1, that's the one saying that we have to connect, create an unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty. I think here we're facing both. We're facing an unnecessary hardship for the reasons that I just mentioned about cost. We're also facing a practical difficulty because there's, first of all, no real good way to tie into the sewer under the road in the middle of 96th and Ryan Road, from my understanding. You have to open cut, bore under, connect to that. You'd have to go to the middle of the lot lines with a public main and then branch off your laterals from there. It just creates a practical difficulty. I think what would make the most sense would be to wait until that Ryan Creek interceptor expands and connect into that, because ultimately that's where we want everyone connecting to, you know, in utilizing that interceptor that was put in. Right now that interceptor is about 650 feet from these locations. But what I would say is when that interceptor is expanded, if a subdivision is put in on the proposed Outlet 1 in the future, as is anticipated somewhere down the road, then we would connect in. I think that that makes logical sense.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? No? Seeing none. A city attorney.
In my workup, what I read earlier is simply with regard to the 400 feet. And there are no standards within the sewer provision other than 400 feet. For the public water section that was cited by Attorney Gore, 190-19 D sub, well, it's D1, provides all buildings to be used for human habitation upon land adjacent to or abutting any public right-of-way or easement wherein a municipal water main is installed shall be connected. And subsection 5 says, the Common Council may grant an exemption from the requirements of subsection D1, where such a connection would create an unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty. And again, referencing the letter from Attorney Gorm, which is in the Common Council packet, I believe this is page 2 at the top, states, regarding the water issue, connecting to the nearest three sites would cost approximately $800,000, $950,000, or $1,200,000, depending upon which connection site was chosen. So that, just for the record, would be the basis for decision-making by the Common Council on these issues.
Okay. Do I have... Alderman Nelson.
Now I'd like to make that motion with those two exemptions.
Second.
City Attorney.
Just one more point, and this is with regard to the CSM. I did mention earlier that the waiver provision was included in a draft, not for recommendation, but only for review by staff and Developers Council. But waiver is granted, provided, akin to what has been done in other scenarios where there's a larger project, public water extension is requested, and the council decides not to, and then developers granted a waiver from full extension to the end of the property line or whatever, that the grant of exemption would be conditioned upon the property owners now signing an agreement and consent that because of the grant of exemption, they recognize that if and when public sewer or public water becomes immediately adjacent to the property in the right of way or easement, that connection is required, and I use 6 months, which was a portion of the code, and that if it's a public extension, special assessment charges property owners for their successors and assigns consent to payment of the special assessment in a timely manner as provided for under code and whatever approval for the special assessment is made by the council, and waive notice of notice and hearing requirements applicable to the special assessment. And that the resolution says if current property owners do not sign, execute, and agree to the agreement and consent, then the waiver grant is not applicable, and connection to public sewer and or public water would be required absent that consent.
I'll amend my motion. Is that good?
I think that's
acceptable.
I think that's right.
I second everything that you're basically encompassing everything the city attorney said.
Absolutely.
Right,
I'm not going to repeat it.
And you're going to add any technical corrections?
I think I would like to go with the any technical corrections because that kind of summarizes.
Okay. I have a first and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Against?
Abstention.
One abstention. So I've got a vote of four in favor, one abstention. The motion passes.